Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 6, Jesus summarizes the Christian life for us, Christian morality, which is the, you could say, the gold standard of morality. You know, the highest standard that one could live up to, since this is the standard set by God Himself. And this morality is, you know, built upon, you know, the golden rule, as we heard in the passage from today: do to others what you would have them do to you. Our Lord makes it clear that this would include doing good to those who even hate us, to love those who are even our enemies, and to bless those who curse you, turn the other cheek, etc. And all this for the simple fact that we are, or are supposed to be, children of the Almighty One, children of God. You know, to live as children of God should live, to imitate God in His love and mercy, God who is, as Jesus says, kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Living in this way is truly impossible. We have to admit, it's really impossible for us to live such high standards of morality, you know, without God's grace, of course. We need God's grace constantly to live out this way of life, the Christ life, a God-like life, a heavenly life, and therefore the need to stay very closely united to our Lord, you know, through the life of grace, with God's very life within us, the life of prayer, nourished by the sacraments. This will make it possible for us, God's very presence within us through grace, His very life within us, a share in the divine nature, as St. Peter says in one of his letters, actually share in God's nature, His life dwelling within us, and will be made manifest in the way we live. These passages from today's gospel can serve us well for an examination of conscience. We might ask ourselves today how we have been living up to this gold standard of morality our Lord Jesus sets for us. Are we living according to the moral teachings of Christ and His church? When hated, when despised or cursed, how do we respond? Like the pagans, who merely follow their natural tendency to hate, despise, and curse back? Or do we respond as Christ would have us do, as His followers, as good Christians, as genuine Christians, with love, mercy, a blessing? It's especially important to be merciful in our days. Be merciful just as also your Father is merciful. Jesus commands us in today's gospel. If we're not merciful to others, we cannot expect mercy from God. It's that simple. In some ways, you know, the way we'll be judged at the end of this life is placed in our own hands. You know, if we're merciful towards others, God will have mercy upon us. Saint Caesarius of Arles warns Christians in one of his sermons. He says, everyone wants to have mercy shown to them But few show mercy to others. Isn't this true? You know, we expect others to be so quick to be merciful and forgiving towards us for all our faults and slip-ups, our sins. But in return, we find it so difficult to forgive others, to be merciful. Saint Caesarius continues, "How can you dare to ask for what you are not prepared to give? He who desires the mercy of heaven should show mercy here on earth. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We pray in the Our Father every time. Forgive those who have sinned against us. Rest assured, there are and there will continue to be plenty of opportunities for us to put into practice our Lord's teaching, you know, to do good to those whom we might consider to be our enemies. In the coming months, you know, this might be quite apparent, you know, those that might make themselves known as the enemies of all that we believe in, who desire to live according to Christian beliefs and principles, and who strive to see that bring about so much good in our society, you know, as God intends that our societies be really Christian, a Christian society, a Christian culture, and to bring the perfection, all the good in our culture, and to purge away what is bad, wicked, evil, what is no good for any human society. There will be many who will oppose us, and perhaps in a very public and violent manner. We ought not to be caught in the trap, though, to allow them to bring us down to their standards of morality and forget about our own, you know, gold standard of morality. We need to remember our Lord's teachings in those moments. Be ready, you know, to forgive, to be merciful, to bless them, to pray for them, pray for your enemies, in order that they might become our friends and allies, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And in the meantime, we can prepare ourselves well for these future, you know, spiritual battles, putting into practice our Lord's teachings in our daily life today, beginning at home, you know, being quick to forgive those who offend us, even our loved ones, and being the first ones, you know, to practice, you know, our Lord's teachings. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.